Assalamu alaikum and welcome everybody. There's a few things that I'd like to speak about, and I think it's useful for people who don't already know about how I got involved in the Palestinian cause to hear a little bit about it now, and I'll try to keep it really brief. Back in 2009, I was at sixth form. I was 17, 18 years old, and you know, as we all know, Israel was attacking Palestine back then. Like I said, I was at college, I was at sixth form, and one of my friends approached me and said, look, we need to do something. There are protests happening, but we need to try and show people that young people do care and young people want to send a message out there as well. And although young people go to the normal protests, why don't we arrange and organise one purely for young people and organised by young people? And at that time, honest truth, I did not think there was a point. I was one of those people that thought, well, you know, they're never going to listen to us. These protests keep happening. There's no point. And I said that to her. I said that to my friend. And I said, I will help you, but only because you're my friend. And I don't know whether we're going to make any impact and whether there's a point. So in the end, we decided on the Wednesday, and we held it on the Friday, and around 600 young people turned up. And I know it doesn't sound as huge as the 100,000 that come to London or the thousands we have in the city centre now, but for us, at the age of 17, 18 years old, 600 young people turning up to fight for something that they thought was important was a huge deal. And from that, what we decided was that, you know, we don't want to just end here and just have a demonstration and leave it. We want to try and continue and see whether there's anything else that we can continue to do for Palestine. So I set up a youth group with those young people that were involved at that time. And what we did with the Solidarity Campaign and with Birmingham Ramallah Twinning Initiative, those of you who know who Kamal is, Kamal Khawash, with the organisations that were working with Palestine, I set up a youth group which was linked with young people in Palestine. And so we did whatever we could do for fundraising events and raising awareness. We organised, for example, football tournaments or cake sales, and the funds went straight to Palestine. And these were some of the smaller things I did. But one huge thing that with throughout this journey, something which I will never, ever, probably ever forget in my life, was through that group, there was a delegation from Palestine, from Ramallah in Palestine, where a young girl, she was the same, I think she was the same age as myself, she travelled over for a couple of weeks to Birmingham. Her name is Najwan Abu Nejem, and so I hosted her at my house, and she lived with me for the time that she was in Birmingham, and I learned so much from her. I cannot begin to explain to you the sort of things that the Palestinians go through, not just the ones that are under siege in Gaza, but the rest of Palestine as well. Literally every single time she spoke to me, I was in tears, because it's so overwhelming. And it's, you know, living here in England, in Birmingham, in the safe environment that we're in, we can never in a million years try to understand the things that they actually go through. But they still come out so happy and positive and see that they've got a future. And I think any of us, if we ever saw our children getting killed, our parents getting killed, you know, I don't know whether I would have it in me to continue to fight. But these, you know, if the Palestinians who are going through this are doing this, and they see it as it's a right for them to do it, and when we've got the freedom to say what we want, there is absolutely no excuse, I believe, for us to not fight back and not protest and not go on these demonstrations. And clearly my opinion has changed since then, and I do believe that political protests are important. And I know now I'm on the other side, I'm within the council, but it does make an impact, because if, say, for example, the Stop the War movement doesn't mobilise across the world, say if we all sat back and, you know, we didn't ever go out on demonstrations, whether it's in England, whether it's in America, whether it's in any of the other countries around the world, can you imagine what the leaders of the world would be doing, because there is no fight back from the public? That is the reality that we're in. If we don't show our voices, if we don't show our opinions, and if we just sit back and let them do it because we believe it makes no difference and it makes no impact, they will go out and do whatever it is they want to, because they've got nobody retaliating. So I think that in itself, I just wanted to touch on and say that, you know, it's important for us to recognise that the demonstrations we go on do have an impact. If we just take, say, the last week with regards to the BBC, I've gone on a few of the demonstrations outside the BBC, and, you know, there's initially, when this started, I think it was the second week of July this time around, the BBC covered absolutely nothing on Palestine, and that was, you know, that was what they were doing. We were lucky to get even the word Gaza in, and you know, for us to even recognise that something is happening. And slowly things have been coming out. It's not in no way, you know, equivalent to how it should be. Of course, it's not saying that we've achieved what we want and we can now rely on any of our big media organisations to be able to give us the information that we need. But the fact is that it makes an impact. And something I can share with you, I know that the demonstration that was going to be held in... one of the demonstrations that were going to be held in the city centre the day before our second BBC demonstration, I know that the reason why the BBC turned up on the Wednesday before the Thursday one was because they knew we were coming on Thursday. And I know that as a fact, because I wasn't able to make the Wednesday, but I know that I was asked to come and be interviewed. So I can say that, you know, the fact that it does make an impact, they turned up on Wednesday because they knew we were going to be there on Thursday. We were still there on Thursday, and we will continue to do that. But it's just a point to say that they are listening, they are noticing us. Even if we're standing on the outside, they know that we're there. And one of the reasons why they are noticing and they can see this is because I think that social media has been playing a huge role. I've said this on a number of occasions, but it's true. If we did not have our social media as strong as it is, then we wouldn't know what's going on in the ground there. We've got brilliant journalists that are on the ground in Gaza who are regularly tweeting and telling us. It's as simple as just typing and going on Twitter and typing in Gaza now or Gaza live or Gaza under attack, and you see the most up-to-date tweets. And I bet now if I was to search it, it will be different from what I searched probably about 5-10 minutes ago whilst I was sat here. What I did see, and I know pretty much most of us will probably be aware of what's happened with the school, where the school recently, today I think it was a few hours ago, children and people and families were, children and young people and families were at a school as a refuge because they were told to evacuate their homes. And so they were there at this school. It was a United Nations Relief Work Agency. It was one of their schools. So you would imagine that this is a safe place for people to be. But lo and behold, it was attacked, and at least 15 deaths have come out of that. And these are children. And one of the things that I picked up in an interview, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people have as well, is one of the doctors who are currently in Al Shifa Hospital has said that if you want to stay alive, stay away from children in Gaza. That was a quote that he said, and that is because they're targeting children because they're the future of Palestine.
Yes.
And
yes.
That, I mean, if we're... It sends shivers, yes. I'm saying this, and it's just... And I know this has happened, I've read it before, but hearing it again, it's just such a worrying feeling, because it just... The reality of it, if a doctor's telling you, if you want to stay alive in Gaza, stay away from the children because they're the ones getting attacked... They're the ones that are coming into the hospital, you know, in 10s, in 15s, in 20s. And it's not small injuries, shrapnel wounds. Kids are coming in with their limbs missing. You know, some of the children that are 7, 8 years old have lived through 3 wars, and they've made it this far. And can you imagine those that have survived, the situation, that how are they going to continue to live their lives? It's such, you know, if we keep going down this route, I mean, I'll probably end up in tears again, whenever I've spoke about Palestine, and it goes down that, it's something that is difficult to even comprehend, because, like I said earlier, it's not, you know, it's not just a sort of issue about, it's not a religious issue, it is about land, there's too much politics involved, but, you know, the underlying issue is that we're here because it's about humanity. We're all here united, no matter what background we're from, no matter where we're from, no matter what faith we believe in, whether we've got a faith or not. The fact is that we all agree that it is wrong what's happening, and innocent people, innocent civilians, should not be getting killed. And, you know, what's something that I've done, and I touched on earlier, I'm trying to mobilise the other councillors, and I'm trying to get the city council behind this. And we have got the support of some of our local MPs who are doing what they're supposed to do, and on our behalf, contacting the government and trying to get that message across to just say, look, my constituents, Birmingham as a council, Birmingham as a city, do not agree with what's going on, and you need to try and put pressure on Israel to stop what they're doing. So we're, you know, I'm trying to get the council mobilised and do whatever it is that we can do, not just on a public demonstration, public meeting scale, but on a different scale where we're trying to make a bit more of a difference. And you know, where reality is, we're fighting against Israel, who, you know, the